Time warp. They say time flies by when you're having fun. I guess when you have a newborn, you can say that time seems like it's going in slow motion. It feels like it's going to last forever, and your sense of reality shifts. Time seems to lumber along in big, fat seconds. When are you ever going to get a few minutes to yourself? The word sacrifice takes on new meaning. Putting the needs of another human being before your own gets on your nerves. You get to live your life in bursts and snatches in between nursing and naps. Precious free moments are spent in the most mundane ways, like taking a shower, doing dishes, or putting a load of laundry up to wash. I remember spending quite a bit of time praying that I'd make it through the next moment. Day after day of feeling like this, I was beginning to wonder if I had made a huge mistake in choosing to become a mother. I wondered if all moms sometimes felt this way, or was it just me? There was an awful feeling in the pit of my stomach that there's no turning back. There's no way to fit the baby back in where he came from. Breathe in, breathe out, I try to remember telling myself. Each breath was one step closer to making it through the day without coming completely undone. I think of all the women who had gone before me, my foremothers, who had birthed babies in what I considered to be primitive conditions. You know, the pioneer women who squatted down and birthed their baby and then swaddled it and continued on with whatever they were doing? They didn't have the luxuries I had. They had to wash their few items of clothing on a riverbank, and here I was complaining about having to throw my clothes in a washing machine. I could see my days stretched out before me, an endless march of dirty diapers, followed by a colicky child who didn't want to sleep for more than a few hours at a stretch. I love sleeping. I've always loved sleeping. When I was a toddler, I disappeared. All my family and the neighbors were out searching for me. My mother finally went and checked in my room. I put myself to bed. I don't do well with sleep deprivation. I don't know of anyone who does well with sleep deprivation. So why don't babies come already sleeping through the night so you can have more patience? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Why can't you have a honeymoon period when you can get to know them and bond with them? And then have the section when they are up every 2 hours. I'd find myself wishing for the next milestone, rolling over, sitting up, creeping, crawling, walking, and hurrying my son's growing up.